This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Peter Ferrara. He is general counsel for the American Civil Rights Union. He's also a columnist, and one of his most recent columns focuses on the fact that the Obama administration is very much behind schedule in releasing the annual report of the Social Security Board of Trustees. He has some thoughts on why that's the case and why our Social Security system could be in some real bad shape, even worse than it already is in the years ahead. And Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Basically, as you point out in your column, this report normally comes out in mid to late spring. Obviously, it's way behind schedule, and you think there's a very good reason why. Explain.
Well, you know, every year the annual report of the Social Security Board of Trustees comes out between mid-March and mid-April. It's been going on for decades now. And I'm very familiar with those reports since I've been working with them for decades myself. Here it is July, and there's no report for this year, and there's no explanation of it. Now, one thing they could be trying to hide is the fact that Social Security is in deficit this year for the first time since Ronald Reagan saved the program in 1983. That deficit was not supposed to occur till 2017, but under the lousy Obama economy, Social Security is already in deficit this year. They've been raiding the Social Security trust funds for many years now, and now all of a sudden the Social Security surplus is gone. But the Congressional Budget Office has already reported that publicly, so I don't think that is why they're holding back the report. I think they're holding back the reports because included in those annual reports is a year-by-year projection over the next 75 years of Medicare, Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B. And I think those reports will document the draconian massive cuts in Medicare as a result of the Obamacare legislation. And we already have indications that they're cutting Medicare by $2.9 trillion over the next 20 years. And as Dick Morris has pointed out quite eloquently, this would create havoc and chaos in health care for the seniors, because most of those cuts are coming out of payments to doctors and hospitals for the health care they provide to senior citizens under Medicare. But if the government is not going to pay for those services anymore, the doctors and hospitals are not going to give the seniors the health care that they've come to expect. And so this is how Barack Obama got his statement that his health care takeover legislation was actually going to reduce the deficit instead of increase the deficit. When you dig into the numbers, you can find indications that those statements are based on assumed cuts to Medicare of $2.9 trillion over the next 20 years. Now, these reports would provide year-by-year documentation of the cuts over the next 75 years, given the prior practice of these reports. And I think that's why they're holding them back. Perhaps they're going to try to release them when they think most people will be on vacation in August and not paying attention. Perhaps they are pistol-whipping the actuaries, the career actuaries of Social Security behind the doors to try to get them to fudge the numbers. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I do know that the report is grossly overdue, and there's no adequate explanation of it, and it seems to me they're trying to hide the data that would be revealed in those reports.
Is there a mandate that the report has to be issued? I would imagine that the second week in November might also be a decent time for this to come out for them, if in fact the numbers are as bad as you suggest. What's the rule on this about having to publish it and release it?
Well, the law does require an annual report, and the practice has been, you know, for decades to release it between May and April. The government frequently violates legal requirements as to reports. That they're required to make, but they've never done this before with Social Security. And so this is unprecedented, and the important point for people to take home is that the health care legislation did impose draconian cuts on Medicare that will wreak chaos ultimately and havoc in health care for the elderly. Now, you see, you have to understand that Barack Obama was off in Las Vegas, or he's seen Wisconsin actually recently, and he said, oh my gosh, you know, they said when we passed, they said when we were debating health care, if they pass this, it's going to be all these terrible results. And he said, well, look, we passed it 3-4 months ago, and where are the results? Where are all those scary results people talked about? That was very abusive rhetoric, since the law doesn't go into effect until 2014. These cuts are yet to come. They're not going to impact overnight. It's like in my new study by the Heartland Institute, that'll be forthcoming soon on the Obamacare legislation. I say that this nightmare is like a visit from the ghost of Christmas future. They're shadows of what will happen but don't have to happen if we change course But so these things are yet to occur. But if they go forward with what they've provided in that legislation and with the foundation for Barack Obama's promise that it would not increase the deficit based on these draconian cuts on Medicare, then it will create havoc, chaos in health care for the elderly, and they will not have the health care that they've come to expect.
Peter, we were talking a number of weeks ago with a member of Congress who's also a physician who says this is really going to be a double whammy for seniors, because not only will Medicare, because of the cuts, refuse to pay for certain services, the way the system is set up is that even if the elderly could afford it and want to pay out of pocket, the system won't let them. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate, and it's another abuse of the system. Now the government, first they wouldn't let you pay it for it. They said they would pay for it. Now the government's not going to pay for it either. And if you look at the new head of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, he openly calls for rationing and denial of health care, as they do, for example, in Great Britain. This is a man Obama has appointed, and he did so with a recess appointment to evade Senate confirmation and Senate questioning of his views and his policies. So this is a very ugly development. Our health care, American health care, is the best, most advanced in the world. It's a major component of our high standard of living. And that's going to be trash now if this goes forward to the second or third rate health care typical of far less developed countries.
Peter, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Peter Ferrara, General Counsel for the American Civil Rights Union. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.